So, first of all, let's talk about injuries. How are you looking ahead of the trip to Middlesbrough?
Yeah, we're looking okay. Rob's done a little bit today, still a bit sore, but hopefully he'll be fine. He'll have a fitness test tomorrow and we're hopefully he'll play.
It's generally been good news with him. It's just bruised rather than broken, isn't it?
It is, and there was a little bit of nerve damage as well, you know, which gave his initial thoughts that it was something a bit more serious. But thankfully the big man's fine. You know, he's a big player for us and we hope to have him back tomorrow.
How's the post at Reading?
I think that's a little bit worse than what Rob's arm is at the minute.
He's all right though, isn't he? I mean, he's not one of these that'll want to be away from first team football.
No, he's not. He's a big character for us in the changing room, on the training pitch, and when we play matches, you know. And we missed him when he went off the other day. I know he went down to 10 men, but he's got a big influence on the team, and you know, it'll be good to have him tomorrow night.
Shame you won't have Richie Wellens, though. How big a miss is that?
Yeah, it'll be a big blow for us, you know, but we've got to take positives from it. You know, the last game Richie missed was against Leicester, and Dean Furman and Paul Keegan played, and we went on and won that game, kept a clean sheet. So as much as we miss him, you know, we believe we've got a midfield pairing with Mark Duval looking better all the time, coming back into the frame, you know, so we'll cope with it.
Because obviously he was around last weekend at Reading, wasn't he? But in terms of being a potential starter and a regular starter if called upon, how far away is he from that?
No, he's close. He's got the reserve team game in him last week. He's looked ever so sharp and bright in training this week, and you know, maybe a little bit lack of match fitness, but you only get that by playing games sometimes.
Is that an indication?
Yeah, I don't give you indications. You should know that by now.
Because it must be so frustrating. You've got this player who has obviously had the career he has, and he's obviously come from a huge club, but since the pre-season friendly, he's not been around.
He's not, but he's been in the club, and he's worked ever so hard. You know, with Ben Rome, the fitness coach, and Alex, the physio, and they couldn't believe the attitude and the will he had to get back fit as quick as he could, you know. So we know on that front he'll be fine. He's fit, and as I said, it's only match minutes that he's missing at the minute.
Husband, how's he in his rehab?
He's bored and frustrated at the minute, you know. But he's coming on fine, and with James, we've just got to see the time out. You know, there's no medical cure to what he's had done. He's had the operation; it's went well, and he'll come back fitter and stronger.
So loans, then, that's been on the agenda, hasn't it, today? How likely is it then you're going to be able to get somebody in for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're looking. You know, we're possibly close to somebody coming in today, but we'll have to wait and see. As always, it's just it's to do with parent clubs, with the players and everything else, to try and get a deal sorted out. So if it's not done by tomorrow night, it'll definitely be done by next week.
Right, so regardless, this player's coming in. Well, he's coming in shortly then, even if it's not for tomorrow.
We hope so. We hope so. You know, we're just waiting on a few little bits and pieces to be sorted out, you know, and until they're actually signed, then you don't want to get too carried away. But we're close at the minute.
If you're close, can you allude us to which part of the squad you're looking at here? Because, I mean, there are a couple of areas where you are probably not as flush as you would like to be right now.
Yeah, look, we're talking about James Husband there, so if somebody had come in, it would be predominantly left-back. So there you go.
There you go. It's a left back.
About as much as you can.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the likelihood then? Are you confident that it will happen tomorrow? Give us a sort of a percentage.
Percentage wise, I would probably say it's 50-50. Maybe a little bit more in our favour. You know, the problem we've got is that any player that does come in is not trained with us. You know, so it'll be a big ask to put them straight into the team. But I have been known to do it before.
Reece Wibarra's progress, because obviously he started at right back. Quinn's obviously playing there now. You've had to move him across. How has he fared in that role then?
Yeah, he's done well, Reece. He's done well. You know, he's a young boy who's learning his trade, and we still feel he's only going to get better. You know, he's not just Reece as a group. We've only been together for 11 league games. I know it seems a lot longer at the minute. The signs that we've had in the 11 games is that not just Reece, but the whole group's improving. You know, we want to get better all the time. I want to get better as a manager all the time, and we're all learning together.
Is he somebody, because obviously his loan will be up in January, is he someone that in an ideal world you'd like to stick around?
Look, it's no secret that I like Reece as a player. I like the potential he's got, and I like him as a person. You know, this is the second time I went and signed him. But coming to January, we've not thought that far ahead. Of course we'd like to keep him, but I think it'll be disrespectful to Man City to start talking about that now before we've spoke to them about it.
It's only in the very recent past we're talking about Makeda at Manchester United and his injury. Presumably he's getting close to being fit again, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's still out. He's not back training yet, you know, so when he's when he's back out in the pitch and he's training over there, and you know that'll be another time to address it. You know, we don't want to, as much as United know, we want him back and everything else. You know, we'll deal with that, as I said, when he gets back fit, because it's pretty pointless at the minute, you know, because there's nothing that can get done, nothing that can get signed, and we've had conversations already, so we'll wait till Kiko's back fit and see what we can do.
Right. So, I mean, you would like him back then?
Yeah, we'd love him back. Everybody would love him back. You know, he was just... he came to us without a lot of match games and scored 3 goals in 4 games, and he was getting better all the time. So not just us, I'm sure there'll be a few more clubs that would like him as well.
Lots been made of bold substitutions this week, you know. It worked well for you, didn't it?
I was doing my job. I don't know if it was bold or what. It was something that we looked at, you know, especially the first 17, 18 minutes of the game. You know, if we didn't change things around, we would have been in danger of getting in at half-time, possibly 2 or 3 down, you know, and sometimes as a manager you've got to admit quickly that you've possibly made the picked the wrong team or the wrong formation, you know, and we sorted that out early doors, and when Theo came on, it got us back in the game.
I know we've addressed with you a couple of times this year about the flexibility within the squad. We've seen that, you know, from match day to match day, but do you believe there's kind of a preference, a preferred way that this team likes to play, or does it just depend week in, week out?
I mean, it's a hard one. If you'd seen us on Saturday, you would have said it was 4-4-2 all day long. But on the flip side of that, if you'd seen us playing against Forest, you would have said it was 4-3-3. You know, so it's horses for courses, I suppose, sometimes. And what we do, we look at the opposition, we study them well. But we're a big believer in it's what we do that's going to hurt them, you know, and we choose the players and the formations to try and suit that.
So you've had 12 games so far. What's the verdict on progression in the Championship?
Okay, but could do better, I suppose. You know, we're pleased with how we've came a long way in a short space of time, really. Disappointed with the points total. I think what we've got to start doing is turning the good performances we have when getting draws into wins, you know, and when losing into draws, you know, and that comes under the mantle, I suppose, of managing the game, which what I spoke about after the game against Reading. But we're getting there, you know, and I do think we'll get better. We've got players to come back, and Harry Forrester and Mark when he's fit, you know. So the future's bright.
Because there is this, even taking aside actually the extraordinary finish to the Charlton game, that Rovers could actually be what, 4 or 5 points better off than they are right now.
Yeah, but we feel that, but we can't dwell on that and think about it too much, you know. And what we've got to do now after the defeat at the weekend is go to Middlesbrough, be positive, and try and get 3 points like we always do.
What are the key things you want to see an improvement on right now?
I still think we can pass the ball better and keep possession. You know, I'd like to see us take more chances than the ones that we're creating, and you know. It's talking about different systems, you know, 4-3-3 sometimes leaves you a little bit open, so we need to work on that. 4-4-2, you're a bit more solid, but sometimes you don't get what you want going forward, you know, so we need to get a happy medium. But all over, I think that the players can take a lot of credit, but I think they'll be the first to admit how we train them and how we want them to play, that we can still get better.
As a general point, Tony Mowbray's departure this week as a fellow manager, what's your view?
Tony's a guy I like personally, and he's a fantastic football man, you know, and not just with Tony. We're seeing, they called it Mad October a few years ago, and it seems to be coming back round again, you know, and 12 games into the season, there's nowhere near enough time for a manager to make his mark on what's happening for the 10 months, not just the couple of months that we're in there.
Because I suppose from the outside looking in, and I'm not an expert on Middlesbrough, I mean, they've had a downturn in their financial situation, some big players have left. It doesn't help the manager.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, you know, but look, we spoke to players at length this morning, and the one thing we can't do is get caught up with what's happening at other clubs. You know, we've got to really concentrate and be fully focused in the game tomorrow night. You know, there'll be a big crowd there. It's a Sky game. So if we worry too much or look into too much what's happening at Middlesbrough, you can take your eye off what we want to do, and that's to go there and put in a performance.
Because it really is, you can imagine, a double-edged sword, because on one hand you might be dealing with some fragile players who are thinking, oh, the manager's just gone, but on the other it may well actually shock a few into life here.
It is, and you know, you see quite a lot that when a manager leaves, the players all of a sudden become really good players again and pick up results. So but we'll be aware of that, you know. But we want to go there and impose ourselves on them. You know, we want to get back to being a high-tempo team, pressing from the front, and then we want to keep the ball.
So, Middlesbrough then, what are their qualities, do you reckon?
They've got a lot of qualities. They've got a lot of experienced players, a lot of experienced Championship players, and you know, and the forwards in Emnes and Adoma going forward, they've got a lot of pace. So we're going to have to be aware of that and try and counteract that. But you know, I keep saying it, if we're keeping the ball, they can't cause us problems.